Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Dead and Company are closing out 2019 with two shows at the Chase Center in San Francisco, December 30th and December 31st. That's right, a New Year's Eve show. In fact, we've got tickets for that New Year's Eve show for caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Corey's answering the phones. You'll instantly win a pair of tickets to see Dead and Company on New Year's Eve. Tickets to both shows are on sale now at Live Nation. All right, so back to Survivor. I promise we won't spend the whole break on this. It's just a little bit more.
Well, it's the finale. Break it down for us.
Well, and I also, did we already say who won? I'm not sure that we did.
You did not say who won.
Okay, I'm not going to say.
You're not?
I'm not. What I do want to know is, so I was falling asleep by the time the reunion show started. So I did not, I saw who won, but I didn't see all the other stuff. So thank you, Maria and Napa, who sent me like a nice little recap. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have any specific thoughts on having watched them break down the scandal?
No, but I did read some stuff about it this morning, and it sounds like, you know, they sort of gave Kelly a platform to say whatever she wanted, and Jeff was even like, go yell at me, whatever you got to do, get it off your chest, whatever. And she said basically that she was sad that her Survivor experience is defined by this, and that that's not at all what she wants it to be defined by, And he said, well, you know, things are changing. No one is ever going to go through this again. So you can at least point to that as a thing that you did
well,
that was good.
What she should have said is, I want a full redo.
Listen, I'll bet they're going to give her one.
Yeah.
It won't be this coming season because I have info on that, too.
But... And I think Janet has grounds for a full redo, a start over.
Yeah. And Janet was a fave. I really think that Janet will wind up back on the show.
PR-wise, she did herself nothing but good. But what I'm saying is she threw her game out to stand up for women who didn't even want it.
Right.
Who backed
who
away from
it.
Her
right.
After she did that. I would ask for a redo.
So Sia, the gifts go $15,000 she gave to Jamal. Now, I don't have any details on why she decided to single out Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
She also gave Elaine $100,000.
Which one's Elaine?
The heavyset chick from Kentucky.
Oh, she's so likable.
She is. Elaine full on cried, like, you know, a breakdown. And she gave Janet $100,000.
Nice.
Right. Also, they announced the next, you said February 12th is when the next Survivor starts?
I thought it was like the 20th.
Okay, so
something
sometime
there.
In February. Yeah. Can you see if you can find the full cast? Apparently, I believe it's all winners. Robin's, okay. Oh, Vaughn. Why is Vaughn? I thought Vaughn was going to be in. So Rob and Sandra are going to be on it. All past winners.
The all winners, okay.
Yeah. And the prize is $2 million.
Oh.
You know, as you were saying this, I'm thinking, why wouldn't... So it's great. Sia's great. She's a nice singer. She's got some wonderful songs, and
Vaughn,
she clearly likes
mic.
The
Here,
show.
Vaughn.
Why wouldn't Tide or... Sorry, I thought Oldsmobile, but they don't exist anymore. Chevy. Why wouldn't someone else, a sponsor, come in and say, you know what? We watch the show, too, and we want to give to the contestants.
Right.
Then you've got... Talk about
Sia
your...
Sia started that because of
the
animal treatment
thing.
That Tide did. On,
right.
So... And she just loved that, and I guess she's an animal rights hero or whatever. But now she's just giving like people that she likes the most.
Yeah.
All right, Vonnie, what do you think? Your thoughts on Survivor finale?
It was a long, long, long finale.
It was.
I was also nodding off towards the end of it. One, for the final tribal council, I think the winner had a great point in that he didn't need any idols during his entire time to win. That was a huge point I think he could have made.
I don't think he got any votes, really. I mean...
Yeah, he had none during the entire time.
Let me make a point that I found from my bed. When I read the name of the winner, I went, who?
Exactly.
I had to look that person up and then saw who it was and went, that guy won? What a throwaway season. He was invisible the whole game. So maybe that is a good argument that, hey, I laid low. I never had to do anything. No one voted on me. But I thought that was stinky.
Exactly, yeah. Even Sandra and Rob brought up, like I said, everyone who came to the Island of Idols, they said, I'm with this guy. He's my one. I'm with this guy. Like, everyone trusted him so much throughout the entire game.
He was so clean. Everybody, yeah.
Exactly. You know, he was able to kind of play his knowledge of the game, what's going on against other players. So that was tremendous.
Did you manage to stay awake through the announcement of the next season?
I did, yeah.
And what? And is it, in fact, all winners?
Yeah, so it's all winners, 20 people from the entirety of Survivor. Of course, Sandra, Boston Rob are on there. A lot of our favorites, so it should be a fun season.
And $2 million is great.
$2 million, yeah.
I've always wondered why. I mean, you know, people watch Survivor. It makes the top 10, so I've always wondered why. I mean, even a million, like, I always think, Big Brother, it's on for even longer, and they only get a half of them. Like, come on, let's crank these prizes
it's
up.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. Giving up my whole summer.
Also, they're doing some tokens, where it's like food tokens, fire tokens and stuff. Oh. So it'll be a new element to the game, too. We have to, like, get tokens to get stuff, and I guess trade and bargain will be a part of it as well.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
So you watched the finale. Do you have thoughts on the way they handled this Dan Spilo guy and the scandal, so to speak?
Yeah, for sure. I think when it was super in the moment when they had to do it, you know, so it's like they don't know how to handle it initially. Mm-hmm. But I think the aftermath of it was pretty good. Somebody gave, forget her name, but
Kelly,
a great podium to speak her entire mind. Jeff asked great questions, and hopefully she does get a second chance, as, you know, Vinny and Vinny said.
Right. I feel like she is owed a chance. I would love to see Janet back again, whether or not she's owed a chance, but Kelly, I think, should get to play a clean game. Mm-hmm. You know, she definitely, from the very beginning, that guy was all over her.
I'm not saying she's owed anything. I'm saying that's the way I'd play it if I were her.
Yeah.
Is that you owe me another chance. Mm-hmm. They could just certainly say, look, it's a gameplay. You lost. You don't get it. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like they have every right to say, nah. But that's what I would say.
Thank you very much, Vaughn. And now that is it for Survivor. Another great season. Definitely had its ups and downs.
Well, I guess based on what he just said, it brings some gameplay into how that guy won. But for someone who watched the whole season, to have to look up who that guy was,
it's saying something.
Ugh.
He was right. I felt like he was a non-entity in that game.
Ugh.
But he was the only one who could win.
Some names. Survivor, Winners at War, premieres February 12th. And I see Ethan Zahn.
Oh, he won early on. I think he won.
Ethan was the soccer player who had cancer, right?
Yes.
Is he the one who had cancer?
I'm pretty sure that was him, yeah.
What, was he the second season?
No, I don't know.
He might have been Africa.
I don't know which one he won, but he's been back.
Sandra Diaz.
Oh, that's Sandra. She's won twice.
Amber Marino.
That's wife of Boston
Rob. Boston Rob and his wife are going to be on the show.
Danny Boatwright.
I don't remember Danny. I'm sure we'll recognize
him. Okay,
let me
ask you a question.
Okay.
What's the name of the guy? He's likable. He's funny. He's also naked all the time. Blonde-haired dude. Pretty good at the game. Again,
why is he naked all the time?
I don't know, but this brings up the point that Richard was a guy who was naked and used that to his advantage. This guy, I found him to use it as humor.
Uh-huh.
And yet,
did he win?
I don't know if he's ever won. Do you know him? You don't know him?
I can't remember.
You can't
that.
Off no. the description pick out who
it's
I'm talking about.
It's funny that, you know, almost as soon as the season's over, the people slip away from me. There's very there are people who have stuck out who you could remember from past seasons, but by and large, I just don't remember any of those people. Do you?
I remember Ethan. I remember Sandra. I remember Rob. Yes, I remember some. And
yeah.
then others.
From the early seasons, I remember a lot of them. And then there was like a 10-year period in there where it just...
And if 2 years from now someone says, do you remember... And says the winner's name, I'll go, no.
Yeah.
And when I look at his picture, I'll go, right, the invisible guy who somehow won.
Who else do they have listed on the past winners?
Let's see. Tyson Apostol.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, that's the guy?
I think that's the dude. Let me look him up. What
okay.
did you say his name is?
Tyson. And I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Apostol. A-P-O-S-T-O-L.
Tyson. I don't remember him. I remember the name.
I have Tony Vlachos.
Oh, Tony was a, he's a New York cop, I think. Mm.
Tyson.
Oh, my God. I totally remember him now. That's so funny. You got to see him.
Natalie Anderson.
Oh, wow.
Jeremy Collins.
All right. You know what? I'll look at the, hopefully there'll be pictures by the list.
Yeah, and, I'll get a better list. This isn't
that All right. Cool. Now we're done with Survivor.
Okay.
Now we are. All right. snitching paid off, people.
Oh, I don't know how long. Could not believe.
I don't know how long he'll last outside of prison, but Tekashi 6ix9ine was sentenced to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to 9 felonies. He's going to get credit for the 13 months he's already done.
Yeah.
So he's going to be out in 2020. Jeez. In fact, that was one of the bets. Will that guy get out in 2020? Yes, he will.
And then what, Bryn?
And then dead by 2021.
Yeah. I mean, the Trey 9. Blood
we
gang.
Couldn't believe when the news came down yesterday. We're just
it's unreal. So he's on track to be released sometime late next year. His charges carried a minimum sentence of 47 years in prison. After prison, he'll do 5 years of supervised release, 300 hours of community service, a $35,000 fine. Mm-hmm. The judge said he was wise to cooperate and that his testimony was extremely useful. And the judge had gone on. There was actually kind of a lengthy statement from the judge who said basically, when people turn like this and snitch, we need to reward them. Because in the end, he brought down all, which the other people are thrilled. The snitchies, they're thrilled. 2021, did you say? If he's lucky.
Right.
So he said this is his reward. And it was extremely useful. And congratulations, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
So what's the dude do?
Well, he pays a lot of money for a lot of security. He hopes that he has a shred of credibility left so he can continue to make money. Because whatever he's got now, he's going to be spending on security.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to have hits, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he totally disappears.
I was going to say, I run and never stop running. I get whatever money I've got stashed and run because he's not someone who's going to...
It's not like he could blend in, though.
He's not... Well,
his hair was black yesterday.
If he disappears, he needs to go somewhere where no one would ever think to look for him.
He needs to go be a burn victim somewhere because the stuff he's got on his face has got to come off if he's going to.
I don't know.
Well, also,
the hair, no problem. Shave that off.
His family members need to be secured because, you know, people.
They
torture
your family.
Okay, we can't get to you. We're going to get to those people you love.
And apparently there's already a bunch of security at at his mom's house. His dad left when he was in third grade and showed up in court.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
The guy was like, I would like to say something. And the judge goes, no, you don't get to speak on this guy's behalf. And Tekashi was like, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, so he doesn't even like his dad.
His dad left. I guess he hasn't seen his dad. He hasn't seen his dad since he left. I have the story's buried in here somewhere, so I'll pull it out and I'll mention this again at 8:00. And then just really quickly, I wanted to mention Camila Cabello because we were giving away tickets for her all week. She just became the latest victim of her social media past. Someone went back into her Tumblr post from 6-7 years ago when she was 15-16 years old. She's only 22. Lots of N-words.
Lots of
racist posts about Asians and Mexicans.
Really?
A joke about Chris Brown assaulting Rihanna. She didn't create most of the stuff. She just reposted them. But she did use the N-word in at least one original post. The apology came very swiftly and seems deeply heartfelt. It's a very...
She's using that word as someone who listens to rap music, or she's using it as
hate
speech?
It was... full of racist posts. I did not go and read the posts, but she says that basically she's deeply ashamed of what she did. She'll regret it forever. I apologize then. I apologize again now. I would never intentionally hurt anyone. I regret it from the bottom of my heart. Those mistakes do not represent the person I am or a person I've ever been. I only stand and have only ever stood for love and inclusivity, and my heart has never, ever, even then, had an ounce of hate or divisiveness. The truth is I was embarrassingly ignorant and unaware. I'm 22 now. I'm an adult. I've grown and learned, and I'm conscious and aware of the history and pain it carries in a way I wasn't before. She says she now uses her platform to speak out about injustice and inequality. So she's doing the damage control. I read her whole thing, and it was actually she seemed really embarrassed. And
you didn't read what she said.
I didn't go back and read the actual posts.
I haven't seen any of that either, but I do know hanging around the beach on a summer day, I have heard, in this case, it was particularly some Asian kids, but they're using this word towards each other the same way rappers use it towards each other,
right,
as if it means bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's surprising to hear it come so freely and flowing from people's mouths, but that's because of the way they hear it in their music. So I don't know if she was doing it that way,
mm-hmm,
like, oh my,
yeah,
bleep.
Yeah,
And you're talking to a friend of yours.
Well, and at 15, 16, listen, we're all trying to be the cool kid and say the cool thing, and you hear the cool kids saying this stuff.
Well, and
the problem is when we were kids, yes, we all said stupid stuff. I said stupid stuff and stuff that I'm super glad I didn't put on social media. Nowadays, everyone's on their social media. When you're 15, you don't know you're going to be a freaking worldwide superstar 5 years later.
That particular word was never ever part of my vocabulary. I said stupid stuff, plenty of it. I'm not saying I didn't, but that one's, it's weird that it's become, because it's in music, a part of pop culture, and kids don't quite understand the weight it carries because they hear it in their music.
Well, and they're kids and they just don't get the way things are. Like, it's just not. Anyway, I can absolutely see a 15-year-old being an idiot on their stupid Tumblr or their stupid Instagram or whatever and writing terrible things. And then 5 years later, suddenly they like surface into adulthood and go, oh, crap.
Is Camila Cabello canceled?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see if people decide to say no.
Yeah, the fallout is coming. We'll see how bad it is.
Yeesh.
What's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much good stuff. Let's see here. For the first time ever, and I'll tell you what that is, coming up.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.